Mets right-hander Zach Wheeler makes his first start since 2014, but the Marlins have a rude greeting for him at Citi Field.
Now Dietrich has been hit 56 times in his career, most in Marlins history. A left-hand hitter, the batter, Walker and Cabrera looking for two up the middle. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a fly ball, well hit, deep right center. Granderson racing back, still going, won't get it. It hits the base of the wall. Boer scores, Granderson up with the ball. Around third, Ozuna, he's coming home. The relay throw to the plate, not in time, as Ozuna slides in safely with a head-first slide. And going all the way to third is Derek Dietrich, and the Marlins have taken a 2-1 lead.
Oh, here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing, high drive down the right field line, well hit. Right towards the foul pole, bending, and it's gone. They had to hit the outside of that orange foul pole. And Christian Yelich now is homered in each of his last four games at Citi Field going back to last year. The Marlins have taken a 5-1 lead on Wheeler here in the top of the third. Now there's a strike to Chen, who was 0 for everything in his major league career, 0 for 51. 2-2-2 out pitch. Bouncing ball off the plate, slowly hit. Charging Cabrera, bare hand, and no throw to first. It's the first major league hit for Wei-Yin Chen.
So he's walked the last two after the one-out single by Yelich, and now there is no place to put Marcell Ozuna. Trying to stay as close to Yelich as possible. Now Jose blowing into that hand. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a bouncer wide of third. That's a base hit trickling into left field. Yelich scores. Stanton will be held at third against the arm of Cespedes, and he just threw one on the fly to home plate. But a run scores as Yelich is in. Stanton to third, Boer to second. Ozuna at first with an RBI single, and it's 6-1 Miami. The Marlins will overshift the infield. Three on the right side. Echeverria, the shortstop, just to the right of second base. So here's Bruce. Play him to pull in the outfield. First pitch. Swing and a bouncer back past the mound, out towards second. Echeverria steps on the bag, throws to first, double play, and that retires the side.
That was it for Wei-Yin Chen. The lefty goes six and allows one earned run with five strikeouts. Miami goes on to win 7-2. Chen records the victory and his first career base hit. Derek Dietrich drives in three runs in all for the Marlins, and Zach Wheeler goes four innings and allows five earned runs in his return from injury. A tough night for Zach Wheeler and the Mets. The right-hander gets staked to an early lead, but he could not hold it. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins.
He made some mistakes on the plate. Obviously, they got him in trouble. But for the most part, I thought first game back, velocity at times was really good. Threw a couple of good breaking balls. Not much of a change up, and I'm sure the weather had a lot to do with that. But, I thought, as I told him, hey, that's step one. It's not going to be easy. This is a very, very good league that you haven't been in 2 years. So it's going to take a little time to get him right.
First inning seemed like that velocity was really where it was towards the end of spring, or even in the middle part of it, and then dipped down a little bit after that. Do you think that was more adrenaline off the top?
Yeah, probably. It probably was, Steve. But one of the things we saw in spring training was great late movement on his fastball, and I don't think it was there tonight that we saw in spring. And again, I think a lot of it probably had to do with the balls, in this kind of weather, a little slick, and you really don't have that good feel for it. But I was glad he really wanted him to get into that 75 pitch range and get some work done, and he did it. I hope the next time he gets out there, the weather's a little bit better, and we'll have a little bit better indication.
Tony.
Terry, you touched on it a little bit, but how much did he just need to get this out of the way regardless of results so that he can kind of move on and get into a routine?
Well, that's a great way to state it. He needed to get this one in. He needed to pitch tonight. He needed to get out there and get back in the flow and see what it's like and realize that, hey, look, I got to go back and make sure that, I move the ball around the strike zone a little bit better. And I just thought, again, I thought for the first game, he was okay. The other guys have pitched so well, and this poor kid hasn't been out there in a long time. But I thought he did fine.
Ron?
How do you reinforce in his mind that this is step one, in effect, and to think about it in that way rather than just think about it as four innings, five runs?
Yeah, Ronnie. That's what we told him when he came out of the game. I said, look, you know, we got to look at the positive, and that was the point. You went out there, and you got some, you know, you made some quality pitches. Okay, you made some mistakes, and you got hurt by them, but that you're going to in this league. But it's the first step, on a long road back, and. You know, what this kid's gone through in the last 2 years, I'm just glad he's back out there. And I know that, we've still got some work to do. But, again, I'm going to look at the positive side, and he's back out there, and I think he's going to get better.